ABC Listen.
Hello there, my name's Emily and you're listening to News Time.
Hi Emily.
And hello to News Time listener legend Poppy.
Hi, I'm Poppy, I'm 9 years old and I live in the Gadigal land of the Eora Nation. I live in Sydney, New South Wales. And I love ABC Listen because I love learning new things. Thank you.
Thanks, Poppy. Well, I hope you've got something orange to wear because on News Time today, we're celebrating Harmony Day and multiculturalism in Australia. We'll welcome people from all over the world in another way too. The Women's Asian Cup football competition is on and the best female soccer players from all over Asia are here in Australia for the big tournament. Plus, we'll hear baby birds learning old songs and take a dive deep underwater to explore a long-lost shipwreck. How does that sound?
With this show?
Story number 5.
It's Harmony Week, a celebration of the different cultures that make up Australia and a reminder that everyone belongs.
We're celebrating like harmony.
It's the day where everybody comes to celebrate in peace and harmony.
Australia is made up of people from lots of different countries and cultures living together. That's called multiculturalism. There are lots of things that make us different, but also lots of things that make us the same. We celebrate Australia's diversity every day, but especially during Harmony Week and on Harmony Day. On Harmony Day at your school or preschool, you might be encouraged to wear the colour orange or even bring a plate of food to share. Eating food from different cultures is an easy way to see how cultures can come together.
You celebrate and eat food.
And you wear orange.
You bring food from different countries on Harmony Day.
I'm going to bring in Thai food because my dad's mum came from Thailand.
I'm going to bring in brownies. I don't know which country they're from, but I'm just going to bring them.
Harmony Day is held on the International Day for the Elimination of Racial Discrimination. That's a long name. But it's a day to think about racism and learn how to be anti-racism upstanders. Racism is when someone is treated unfairly because of the colour of their skin, their culture, or where they come from. Racism has no place in Australia, and it's everyone's job to stop it from happening.
I think it's called multiculture.
Treat them as everyone else.
And even if someone has a different skin colour, that doesn't mean they're different.
Whether you're a First Nations Australian, or your family came here from overseas a long time ago, or perhaps quite recently, happy Harmony Week.
Story number 4.
Well, I hope your voices are warm and ready to cheer because the Women's Asian Cup is on.
The Asian Cup it's just a big cup and everybody tries to win it.
Honestly, kind of, yeah. The competition brings together the best soccer, or as some people call it, football, players from all over Asia for one huge competition. And this year, it's being held right here in Australia. Players from China, Japan, Iran, Bangladesh, the Philippines, India, Uzbekistan, Chinese Taipei, North Korea, South Korea, and Vietnam have been crisscrossing around the country to play games coast to coast. That's a lot of travelling. And a lot of football.
The players would feel happy.
If they win, it might be their first time winning and they might get a trophy or something.
They feel happy that they've shown that their team is worthy for anything that comes next.
I should mention that Australia is playing too. The Aussie team are called the Matildas. You might have heard of them.
The Matildas are a very good team. They have a famous player called Sam Kerr.
They're the women's Australian soccer team.
I know so many players. Carpenter, Mary Fowler and McKenzie.
I know Carpenter and I know Sam Kerr and she was the team captain.
The Matildas, led by Captain Sam Kerr, have had an amazing competition so far and they're in the final. That's a massive achievement. The final is being held this Saturday in Sydney. So, do you have any tips for the players?
I think you should do a rainbow flick.
try your best, try to get up the line, and when you feel stuck, just pass to whoever you think is open.
Good luck, everyone.
Story number three.
The Regent Honeyeater is one of Australia's rarest birds, and they sing a beautiful tune. The Regent Honeyeater's tune used to be heard in big flocks all over Australia, but their numbers are shrinking. There are fewer of them in the wild. Here's the thing. It's not just their populations that are shrinking, but the length of their song is getting smaller too.
There were fewer knots.
Maybe some of them got hunted, so then not as much of them can sing.
They can't sing the whole song because some birds don't really know the notes.
Yeah, you're on the right track. As the number of regent honeyeaters in the wild gets smaller, there are fewer adult birds to pass on the long song to baby birds, and so they end up passing on a shorter and simpler version. A team of scientists from Taronga Zoo in Sydney decided to try to reteach these new birds their old song.
So then they can teach the younger birds to go like tweet, 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 tweet.
First, they played old recordings of the long, complicated song to young regent honeyeaters every day for the first 6 months of their lives. But that didn't work. So the scientists instead took two male birds from the wild and brought them to the zoo as tweeting teachers. This idea was a great success. From there, those birds were able to pass their song on to the next generation, and then the next after that.
The birds have their own purpose.
Some of these sweetly singing birds have been released into the wild, ready to share their tune with the world. But we'll have to wait and see whether it catches on again.
Story number two.
Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples have used dance and song to tell stories on this land for thousands of years. Continuing that long tradition, NAISDA is a dance college for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander young people and performers. This year, NAISDA is celebrating a special milestone. They've been training Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander dancers for 50 years.
Looks like they're breakdancing.
Maybe they're trying to dance for the culture.
Dancing to show everybody what they're made of.
The school offers a mix of different learning experiences. Some days, students might learn in a studio, and then on another day, they might visit remote Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities to learn and create on country. Students learn heaps of different dance styles, like hip-hop, jazz, and ballet, and they mix in traditional First Nations movements to create something that feels personal and expressive.
Happy because they're showing the Australians what they mean to their dance.
They're gonna show you what they're made of and what they like to do when they had the chance.
Kim Walker was one of NAISDA's first ever students, and he says that when the company started 50 years ago, there weren't a lot of places for First Nations dancers to learn and create. NAISDA gave people like Kim somewhere to hone their skills and celebrate their culture at the same time.
They'd been doing it for a long time.
Might be doing it for fun and like dancing together.
Now, an institute in the country, Canada, is trying to set up something similar, a dance program for their First Nations students. And they're looking to NAISDA for intel and inspiration. Congratulations, NAISDA, and happy 50 years of moving and grooving. And now it's time for
Wow of the Week.
This story made me go wow because it's really weird that the boat sinked, but they survived.
Almost 150 years ago, an iron steamer ship called the City of Hobart was travelling across the open seas from Newcastle to Melbourne. Along the way, the ship was damaged and began taking on water. The ship was sinking.
I'm so scared. Oh no, I might die.
Oh no, we're gonna go down.
Or maybe we could just escape.
The crew had to escape onto lifeboats and abandon ship. And so, the City of Hobart sunk to the bottom of the ocean and was shipwrecked.
A shipwreck is
a ship that got wrecked. It only cracks or goes into pieces.
But just where the ship sank, however, no one really knew for sure. In the years since, people have started looking for the lost ship, including people from the Southern Ocean Exploration Group. They used clues from where sailors thought the ship went down and stories from people who thought they may have spotted it while on other voyages. But after more than 10 years of looking, the group wasn't any closer.
If they found it, they would be very, very, very happy because maybe they can explore what was in there.
Meanwhile, another company was exploring the ocean. They were looking for places to build renewable energy. And even though they weren't looking for it, they spotted the lost ship, the City of Hobart. The Ocean Exploration Group heard about this and sprang into action, heading to the spot with scuba suits and torches ready to explore.
It might look a bit groovy, but it's all covered in like rocks and different fungus.
Because it might be cool and they could find like some gold and stuff.
The shipwreck is protected by the government. No one is allowed to take anything from it. No little souvenirs or keepsakes. But the ocean explorers are fine with that. They're just happy to be the first people to explore this magnificent mystery. And it's quiz time. Let's see how much you remember. Question one. What's the word, starting with M, for lots of different cultures living in harmony? Multiculturalism. Question two. Who's the captain of the Matildas? Sam Kerr. Question three. How many years of dancing is the company celebrating? 50 years. Question four. What species of bird has been retaught their own long song? The Regent Honeyeater. Question five. Which Australian city was the sunken boat named after? The City of Hobart. Well, that's it. How'd you do? If you'd like to be a Newstime listener legend, ask your grown-ups to head to the Newstime page on the ABC Kids Listen website.
Bye, Emily.
Thanks, Emily.
You're very welcome. And I'm off to scuba diving lessons. Those shipwreck explorers have really inspired me. Newstime is an ABC Kids Listen podcast. For other awesome podcasts to play, music to move to, and stories and soundtracks for sleep, head to the Kids tab on the ABC Listen app. It's free from your app store.